stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, the 14th day of May 2017, we're going to have Roger Stone. His plane just set down in Austin here in the second hour. He's going to be here for the next 3 days in studio with us. And then we're also going to have Mike Cernovich of True Independent Journalism fame for all his great contacts and scoops. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes as well as we put all three of our brains together on what's currently happening. Of course, I broke last Tuesday and Wednesday the exclusive that Trump was looking at a major shakeup in the White House. And, of course, that's in the New York Times yesterday. And it's the big top story in the country. Word for word what I said Trump was reportedly saying. Because it's no secret in the White House. He's, quote, mad at almost everybody except the American people. And just says, I don't care what Congress or the Democrats or anybody say. They're a bunch of traitors trying to run this country into the ground. They let the Democrats engage in any crimes they want. And I decided to fire Comey. I don't need the recommendations. And I fired him over a bunch of stuff, including Russia. It's total made-up malarkey. And they go, sir, you just admitted obstruction of justice. It's not obstruction of justice when they've had this long investigation and the Intelligence Committee say there's no evidence and the Clintons are on the Russian payroll and the Chinese payroll and Trump isn't. All they've got is General Flynn as a consultant going to an RT gala and being paid and going to Turkey and getting paid and going to England and getting paid and going to a half dozen other countries. That's what you do. When you're a top general and Obama fires you, then you go as a consultant and you get paid for speeches. It's not a half million or a million or 2 million. Bill Clinton's been paid $2 million for a speech. It's a payoff. It's not a payoff when you get paid $30,000 to go give a speech when you're a general. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all they've got. And now the Senate Democrats say they may refuse to vote on Trump's FBI pick. Just refuse. That's right. Because it's unheard of, they say, what happened. Bill Clinton fired his FBI chief the day after Vince Foster's body was found lifeless. Bill Clinton fired 93 of the 100 U.S. attorneys. Sessions fired 46, and they called that the unbelievable corruption, impeachable. No one has ever done anything like that before. Because they're targeting low information population. The pseudo-intellectual gods of our planet, the liberals. So we're going to be breaking that down today as well. A school cancels Mother's Day in Canada. More schools cancel it here in the United States. Got a powerful Mark Dice piece coming up, breaking that down. Study describing breastfeeding as natural is unethical because it reinforces gender codes. That's mainstream news of the Journal of Pediatrics. That's right. Breastfeeding is unethical to even use the term. The term mother and father is hateful. This is a cult of anti-science garbage where Bill Guy, the science guy, now says chromosomes don't affect gender. And there's another one. Yes, men can have periods, and we need to talk about them. No, you don't have a uterus. No, you don't have a vagina. No, you can't have babies. No, no, no. You do not control reality, you group of lying trash. Oh, you hate people that... I don't care what you think you are, if you think you're a dog or the Easter Bunny or a Keebler elf on PCP from Klandathu. What I do know is this is all a war on Western culture to make us all mentally ill. I'm Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. That is why our elected officials put their hands on the Bible and say, "So help me God," as they take the oath of office. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust."
That's right. God,
and it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God every time we say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'll play a larger segment of the speech later in the hour on this live Sunday, 14th day of May, 2017 global broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here live every Sunday, if the Lord permits, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then, of course, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I always say, we'll be back live tomorrow, or I'll be back live Sunday, God willing, Lord willing, because I'm a superstitious man. I wasn't even taught superstition. It's like certain things I just automatically have a deep feeling in my psyche or my instincts. And one of them is I don't expect to be here tomorrow. I don't take for granted the great gift that's consciousness and life and all the things that God's done for me and my family and done for all of us. And that's why sometimes I hate to even say a prayer before I eat dinner, because I feel like if I'm going to actually start thanking God, that it's almost like a joke to just spend 30 seconds doing it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not like I'm some pious Pharisee or Sadducee up there on the hilltop telling you how great I am. I'm a wicked devil. But I love God. And I'm going to break something down here for everybody. My gut, my instinct tells me Donald Trump is super good. My gut, 3 years ago when I first started supporting him, told me he was for real, and my gut's never wrong, but intellectually, I didn't like him. I didn't like glitz. I don't like glamour. I saw him hanging around with the Clintons sometimes in New York, and I just fundamentally, earthly level, don't like mainline TV shows like The Apprentice and things like that. And so I really just dislike Hollywood and all that stuff in general. I get Trump was just basically using that for his business. But my instinct told me he was really a good guy. And we've seen intellectually the things he's done that have been very good. But I just want to break something down here for folks. At a fundamental level, I resent very few things in my life. And I also don't really look back in hindsight. I just try to be a good person. And I'm not ashamed of a lot of things. But I got to tell you, I'm ashamed of the fact that I haven't defended Trump more and even more ardently. And the fact that I've jumped on the bandwagons, sometimes attacking the president, because I do want to be absolutely truthful about what he's doing. And I do want to criticize the bad things he's doing. And so intellectually, I feel good about criticizing him. And I want to do it more. But then spiritually, at a gut level, my gut just says, stop doing that. So it really is a strange phenomenon in my research, in my understanding, in my intellectual breakdown, but also in my discernment, because it's very, very paradoxical. There's a lot of forces around Trump. Very, very important things are happening on this planet right now, and Donald Trump is being used for a greater purpose. We are all being used for greater purposes, but I'm telling you, there is a energetic, spiritual vortice, event horizon around Donald Trump. And it's around a lot of people. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Evil is being poured out into the world right now. And there's a quickening, an acceleration, a movement towards singularity that's incontrovertible. Whether you look at the spiritual research or whether you look at the cultural research or the mathematical research, the scientific research, humanity is under massive, sustained, super intelligent attack. And if you look at what Trump's doing overall, it is causing irrevocable damage and setbacks to those that are attacking capitalism, free market, the family, the nation state, the worker, the striver, the builder, the idea of building a world for humans, celebrating coal miners, celebrating steel workers, celebrating teachers, celebrating people that just work hard. That's the Americana. That's the Renaissance. That's the ideal of optimism and you know, kind of a 1950s worldview that is the futuristic system. It's the 50s that passed the Civil Rights Act. It's the 50s that said we shouldn't be corrupt. It's the 50s that said we should be even better. We can do anything. That got hijacked and turned into a globalist, socialist, guilt-ridden, mind-control cult system. But you don't think of the 50s as the future, but it is the future. It's the time when the space program got launched and all these different secrets of the universe were unlocked. And the globalists don't want that type of outlook. And Donald Trump is a 1950s throwback. But he's back to the future. Some people say it's like he's a man from the future, even though he's a throwback in so many ways. Because they blocked off future by the 60s and 70s. They began to arrest development, not just of individuals, but the culture itself. And began to compartmentalize the society. And shut down systems that make people fundamentally successful culturally, which is more important than being successful even in monetary systems. They make people feel like failures in the culture by not letting them go through rites of passage, not letting them actually go out and fail. It's like the old Aerosmith song says, you got to lose, know how to win. And I don't want to get too esoteric here. Or philosophical, it's just this is a big time to be alive. And Trump comes in with a hard line to China. He gets most of what he wants from China. Then he reverses and says how great the Chinese, you know, president slash dictator's wife is. And wow, he learned about the history of China and all their problems with North Korea. And now he understands more of China's problems. That's not Trump being ignorant. That's Trump saying face-saving statements to the Chinese dictator so he can go back and get done what the president basically twisted his arm to do. And under the Asian systems, especially China with face-saving, he sat there and said a lot of really nice things about the Chinese government to get them to do what he wanted. But then you see these little one-dimensional know-it-alls reading off teleprompters with an army of writers like Colbert or Oliver or any of these people on HBO. And they're just like, what an idiot, what a moron, what a flip-flopper. Trump always said, I'm going to come in really hard on the first negotiation, and then I'm going to get a lot because I'm going to negotiate hard. And again, that's just one microcosm of how if you really know what Trump's doing, then you see how smart it is and how good it is and why the elites hate it. But then you see how the media spins it. It's something completely different. Now, let me tell you what's coming up today. Roger Stone's got big breaking news. He'll be in studio with us. So does Mike Cernovich. He's going to be on via Skype. That's in the second hour. Stone just landed. He'll be here soon. We've got the latest attacks over the firing of the FBI director. We'll get into that. We'll get into his powerful pro-Christian, pro-God calling in the birthright. It's key. It's metaphysical. The enemy knows it. That's why they're so upset. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the attacks on Mother's Day. We're going to get to so many key reports straight ahead. Oh, and something even bigger. Stay with us.
Alex Jones.
Lord, I can't change.
Because there's a war on. core to her mind. I have a stack of mainstream news articles here that you hardly ever see get any attention, though. There are probably 100 news articles out the last 2 days about how Roger Stone is the ultimate villain on Earth. They actually have that headline. The ultimate villain. Just search engine it. Roger Stone. Pure evil incarnate. And then he's never told me a lie. He's been nothing but accurate. He pioneered negative advertising, exposing Democrats as communist dirtbags. That's called telling the truth. Hundreds of articles the last few days attacking yours truly, being in the documentary Get Me Roger Stone. Donald Trump's interviewed in it, I'm interviewing it. It's very well done. And then Roger plays the part kind of a villain, joking around, and admits he's just joking. That's why he dresses like the Riddler. It's just to get attention. It's branding. And they go, oh, you're fake. And he goes, no, I'm pushing what I really believe in. But I do it in a flamboyant style so that I get attention. Kind of like neon on the outside of your restaurant. It's just crazy how they play games with the public's minds. And the reason I raise that is there are hundreds of articles, 100 the last day, calling him super villain, ultimate villain, on and on and on. And then there are a bunch of news articles in the Daily Mail and then some German newspapers and stuff, and it's gotten no attention. This has been out for 2 weeks. So I went down the rabbit hole this morning and spent about 2 hours researching this, and it was worse than I even thought. And then I saw UN briefings and just all of it. And the UN saying, oh, we can't do anything about it. And then, of course, I understand this is a whole UN globalist operation in Syria, in Libya. It's in International Business Times. It's in Al Jazeera. I mean, it's admitted, but they just report it like they're talking about there was a wreck on I-45 or something today and somebody got killed. They just report it so dryly, like coffee's half off at the local grocery store. And I sat there for 2 hours, and I went and watched videos that I'm not even going to tweet out and I'm not even going to show here. That's mainstream news. I mean, I'll give BBC credit. They push globalism a lot, but they actually reported on a lot of this, and I can't even show it to you, even though it's BBC. You want to go down the rabbit hole, you go do it. There's videos of them killing people and taking their organs out while they're alive, showing them to them, and harvesting little kids. And then a lot of people just have their organs taken, you know, one kidney or whatever. And this is in the Turkish refugee camps. And then there's ISIS fighters. If they get wounded, they sit there and don't even give them anesthesia because they want to keep them alive for the blood still pumping so they can get more of the organs out and put them on ice. And they sell them to the Turkish government, just like Turkey, you know, bought billions of dollars of stolen oil from Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And I sat there and spent 2 hours this morning, even though every time I didn't want to do it, I did it to be a man, and I watched them torturing people to death and cutting their organs out and killing little kids. And I did it because I've got to face the truth. And I watched videos of ISIS killing little kids and chopping people's heads off and everything else. There's countless videos of 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds killing other kids. I mean, this is the most satanic crap ever. And them making people eat parts of dead bodies. I mean, this is the most unbelievable stuff I've ever seen. And then I know the whole history of it, incontrovertible fact, that Hillary and Obama and the UN and NATO and the French government especially, the British government, by the way, by the middle of it, said we're not part of this for the first time in 100 years, voted to not back the U.S. Takeover. To the British credit, that's just I'm giving them credit. The French, like, honchoed this stuff. Very shameful. In Libya, in Syria, you name it. And they are chopping people up and then making the other Muslims eat it before they kill them, believing it sends them to hell if they eat a person. Now, a Muslim can cut up another person and not go to hell. If you cut up a pig, you go to hell. So they could just give him a piece of pork to make him go to hell, they believe. But no, but they're not allowed to touch pork. So they're sitting there cutting up people on tables. We've shown the video before. I'm not going to show it again. And they're making people eat it before they kill them. There it is. ISIS barbarians embrace cannibalism. Experts claim as terror chefs, rural human flesh is okay to eat if food supplies run low. Well, there's no claim. It's all on video. They put it out themselves. Now, look at this headline. Cash-strapped ISIS kills its own wounded fighters to sell their organs. That's out of the Daily Mail. It has all the links to it. ISIS selling kidnapped children to organ traffickers in Turkey to fund the caliphate. And that's got all the links, the UN admissions. I mean, you can just search any of this for yourself. This is unbelievable. Underbelly of the war. Trade in human organs. I mean, this is all mainstream news, folks. You can look it up for yourself. Now, I watched, again, while I was on the elliptical, a short documentary. I forget the exact name. I had to send it to the crew. It was just one of the trending news pieces. It was, this man worked in an iPhone factory for 6 months was the headline. Chinese American. They go there. He admits they got suicide nets in the hallways, in the stairwells, on the building, that they basically work you to death. They totally control you. And I was just thinking about a slave literally made my iPhone. And I'm a hypocrite, but I admit it because I can do so much with this evil device. Even though it's spying on me, I still use it because it's so effective. But it's a Trojan horse. It's Promethean fire. But then Apple, if you research it, is the worst company with the lowest pay. $450 a month is what an iPhone average worker gets there. And I knew that. That's the high end. But they make you buy all your food and stuff from the company store. So you basically are lucky if you make $100 every 6 months that you send home to your family. And then I remembered headlines from the Democrats a few months ago saying, oh, China's so wonderful, Trump's wrong. Their wages have equalized with the United States. It's totally not true. No one's paid $450 a month in the United States. I mean, you're part-time, you're paid that a week. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. They take taxes out there, too. Then they make you buy your food from the company store. They got suicide nets. They're forced drugging people. They have forced abortions. And it's still going on. And now they admitted how they keep them compartmentalized. So they never even know how to have a job outside of the factory. So they never learn any skill. Each person has one thing, like put a screw in or snap this together. And then they're never allowed to go through all the different areas to make sure that no one ever could leave and even have any skills. They don't want you to get anything out of the job. It's just, it's pure evil. Pure. And no one cares. The trendies don't care. They're busy saying uteruses are bad and that women shouldn't have uteruses because nobody else has them. I'm not kidding. That's mainstream news. Remember 3 years ago they were saying mother and father on entrance forms all over the U.S. and Europe? Don't say mother and father. It's hurtful. Someone may not have one. People didn't believe me. It's now canceling Mother's Day all over the country and saying it's hurtful that people have mothers or fathers because it hurts gay people's feelings. What planet are we on? It's all about the annihilation of science, the annihilation of identity, the annihilation of procreation. It's all a scientific admitted plan to end humanity. They're not just getting rid of the nuclear family that the average liberal hates. They're getting rid of everything.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now. You've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it.
Basic empathy for each other, or we won't have any standard of living. We won't have any standards in society. We won't have any basic human rights or God-given rights. And if you look at communist China, they've killed over 100 million of their own people, 80 plus million of it under Mao. They are just as bad as they ever were. And as consumers and just as a nation, we're not trying to basically pressure them in any way to stop what they're doing. And then you look at what our elites are doing under Hillary and Obama and others. They launched the Arab Spring, backing radical Islam. They launched Al-Qaeda and then ISIS into Syria, where they've killed hundreds of thousands of Christians and where they're persecuting them in mass. And they know, it's in the news that they've sold tens of thousands of little girls below the age of, you know, 6-7 years of age into sex slavery. And then some of them are taken by the thousands and their organs are harvested while they're alive, kicking and screaming, because the Islamists think that's greater terror and greater evil to the Christian infidels' children that they're killing. And as they flail around, it keeps blood pumping to the organs so that they're not going bad, not rotting, you know, not going into rigor mortis, which can happen in just 5-10 minutes before they're put on ice and then smuggled out into Turkey, who sells them. And I have stacks of news admitting it, but it's back of the newspaper. There's one, UPI, the underbelly of Syria's war, a thriving trade in human organs. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. Let's go ahead and roll a clip here of Trump invoking God, bringing Christ back into things. Because, again, that fundamentally angers the globalists. They want the state to be God, just like in Soviet Russia or communist China. That's the system they want. And if you look at the countries that have any basic human rights or any social safety or any freedom, it's Christian nations, and they're using our openness to exploit us now. They're using our openness to destroy our basic freedoms. They're using our openness to sell us on saying, oh, get rid of Mother's Day because there might be two guys that have an adopted kid or two women. Oh, but now don't say men or women. That's hurtful for someone that doesn't think that they're a human. They're a non-binary life form, or they're a dog, or they want to put Drano in their eyes because they identify as a blind person. I'm sorry, visually impaired. And it becomes just this war on reality all over the country where they're canceling Mother's Day. This is a scientific attack to end the human species. That's all this is. You go to Texas A&M, one of the top research facilities in the world for eradicating screw worms or other types of mosquitoes or fire ants, and it's all a chemical or hormonal attack on the reproductive system. That's how you reduce population. And that's, it was in the 60s, they said, we're going to promote homosexuality so people don't have families, don't have kids, and identify the state as their family. That's what collectivism is. I don't hate somebody because they're a homosexual. The point is government and corporations are using this for control. Then they want to intimidate everybody else to not say we love God or not say that we don't worship the state. There's this intimidation. Let's go ahead and roll the president yesterday.
You are about to begin the greatest adventure of your life. Just think for a moment of how blessed you are to be here today at this great, great university, living in this amazing country, surrounded by people who you love and care about so much. Then ask yourself, with all of those blessings and all of the blessings that you've been given, what will you give back to this country and, indeed, to the world? What imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth? Did we take risks? Did we dare to defy expectations? Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? I think I did, but we all did, and we're all doing it. Or did we just go along with convention, swim downstream so easily with the current, and just give in because it was the easy way, it was the traditional way, or it was the accepted way? Remember this, nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right, and they know what is right. but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled. I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth, will be a warrior for our country and for your family. I know that each of you will do what is right, not what is the easy way, and that you will be true to yourself and your country and your beliefs. In my short time in Washington, I've seen firsthand how the system is broken. A small group of failed voices who think they know everything and understand everyone want to tell everybody else how to live and what to do and how to think. But you aren't going to let other people tell you what you believe, especially when you know that you're right.
That's right, folks. They are attacking Christians. The globalists work with Islam, you name it. They want.
And those of you graduating here today who have given 500,000 hours of charity last year alone, unbelievable amount of work and charity, and few universities or colleges can claim anything even close. We don't need a lecture from Washington on how to lead our lives.
That's right. We're so sick of these control freaks.
I'm standing here looking at the next generation of American leaders. There may very well be a president or two in our midst. Anybody think they're going to be president? Raise your hand. In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action.
That's right.
America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
All right, we're going to play more of the speech in hour number two. And the reason I'm playing so much of this today is this is coffin nails to the satanic religion of world government. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists hate God, they hate Christ, they hate prosperity, they hate the family, they hate creation. And they're now banning Mother's Day, saying it's hateful and hurtful. School cancels Mother's Day to celebrate diversity, and elementary school is canceling Mother's Day and Father's Day events in an effort to celebrate diversity and inclusivity after a traumatic incident involving one of its students. That's right. Families existing is bad.
President Trump has rightfully said that the mainstream corporate media in America is at war with the American people and at war with any populist movement, be it left or right, that seeks to return power from the multinational unelected corporations back to the nation state and back to the people. At the end of World War II, the term information war was coined by the United States. Previously, it was called mind war by the Germans or psychological operations by the British. In information warfare, you may use truth, you may use mixed truth and lies, or you may use pure deception like false flag attacks. And if you look at the corporate media today, they're using a wide range of information warfare techniques against the American people. In fact, 4 years ago, Congress actually legalized the domestic use of deception by the CIA and other agencies against the American people. We've all seen the reports of former President Obama calling gun owners and Christians bitter clingers. We've seen mainstream media come out and call for the death of Donald Trump. We've witnessed Keith Olbermann call for foreign governments to overthrow the president. What has gotten them into this mindset? Here at InfoWars, more and more, even the establishment has to admit, we are able to take control of the narratives. We're able to defeat major media combines that are 15, 20 times bigger than we are. We're able to defeat entire consortiums and combines of media that are hundreds of times bigger than we are. Because we're tapping into basic truths, we're tapping into basic archetypes, we're tapping into you, the people of America and the world, who have a race consciousness memory of the long drive of humans to develop new technologies, to control our environments, and to build a better world. And in our research in InfoWars, we've come upon some frightening conclusions that are massively backed up with hard science. And it's this. Why does mainstream media hate the average people so much? Why does it seek to break up the family? Why does it seek to make us poor and dumb us down? Because if you study war psychology, you then realize the elites and the media themselves, in their quest for total power, have bought into their own lies and have absolutely dehumanized everyone else but themselves. And that's the essence of war propaganda, is demonizing your enemy, dehumanizing them, making them less than human, so you can ruthlessly carry out your operations. And if you're fighting for your survival, that's an instinct that we need to have. But not when it's being done by a scientific and technological elite through the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address in 1961. So here's the big revelation. We've had corporate weaponized media for decades perched on top of us, demonizing the American people, demonizing free market, demonizing individualism, and trying to dismember and dismantle anything that makes communities, families, and individual persons strong. Because under this global corporate system, they admit they want passive people that can be programmed. What has this done? It's stagnated our culture. It's created incredible enmity. We've been divided. We've been conquered. And now, the corporate press itself has degenerated so much that despite the fact that the public's been confused and dumbed down, they realize that it's the mouthpiece of the globalist system that has done this to us. Corporate media is promoted. It's empowered. It's given bonuses when it's vicious, when it lies, when it backs the system. But the reporters themselves, many of them aren't consciously evil. They just want to believe what they're doing is good. So they start this demonization process of their opposition, whether it's local farmers or Second Amendment advocates or non-GMO activists or people that are concerned about the dangers of vaccines that the inserts admit they have. We're all then demonized, and we see professors and media and others calling for us to be hung or calling for us to be killed. Again, they have degenerated the dialogue to a point where it's actually forced the people to kind of come out of this collective dream state, this coma, and realize we're under attack. And if you study feudalism, and if you study oligarchies, and if you study monarchies, you see this same pattern of elites where they become disconnected from reality happening over and over again. And you see the MSM, who see the rest of the people as flyover country, arrogantly in those press conferences attacking President Trump or attacking anyone else that dares to challenge the orthodoxy that they're the establishment and that they hold the keys to the cultural systems of our country and our planet. They are textbook disconnected elites who are incredibly spoiled and entitled and believe that everybody else should just bow to whatever the latest cause du jour or propaganda is. And so my message to the corporate media is this. You have a 6% approval rating, according to your own AP research. You're losing more and more of your audience almost on a daily basis. You're not pertinent anymore. And until you recognize your own humanity and recognize the humanity of the general population and of people that disagree with you, and until you transcend this animalistic dumbing down of the information, you're going to continue to not be relevant, and you're going to continue to make yourselves completely and totally abhorred, hated, and obsolete. So if you look at mainstream dinosaur media for what they are, corporate mercenaries, government mercenaries, there to sell a cold-blooded planetary technocracy agenda of crony capitalism, of total consolidated control, of TPP and IMF and World Bank running our countries, and the people have no vote and no say. When you pull back and look at the EU and the UN and all these other global corporate combines, and you see how nakedly authoritarian they are and how they're exempt from taxes and regulations. They are the new royalty. And they're even more arrogant than ancient royalty, because at least ancient royalty had to hide behind their castle walls from the serfs outside that they were starving to death. They knew the effects of what they were doing. But now this elite is even more disconnected than any other humans in history from what they're actually doing to the people. And of course, that's the biggest lie of all, that they're disconnected. They think they're disconnected, but the culture and the dumbing down and the diseases and the cancer and the GMO and all the horrible things that are like plagues upon Egypt from biblical times are affecting the globalists and their children and their families. You look at elitists, you look at billionaires, they have one of the highest rates of suicide in their families. They have one of the highest rates of mental illness. They're some of the most unhappy people out there because they're so selfish and because they believe amassing more raw power, freedom be damned, will somehow fulfill them. When they're like a man in a desert with no water, but he's got a big bag of gold and a bag of jewels, and all it does is weigh him down and kill him by keeping him from getting to the oasis that was 20 miles away. The world, Hollywood, MSM, all the big power structures, they have nothing to offer you because it's all based on a lie. Spending time with your family, being an honorable person, being a carpenter, going and helping the homeless. Whatever it is you choose to do, empowering others will empower you, because that's what we're really designed to do. Look at how the corporate media calls us fake news for saying that Obama and Hillary helped create ISIS and the Arab Spring. That's an admitted fact. Look at how they attack us when we said Obamacare would double your premiums and had death panels, you couldn't keep your doctor, and they called us racist. But everybody knows now that's true. That happened. Everybody who has a memory. But as Gruber said, the average American doesn't have an attention span and is stupid, thank God. Well, you know what? I don't think you're stupid. I know that they've dumbed the media down and have not called these politicians out on their lies, and so that's how they've basically gotten away with this. It's not because you didn't have a memory. It's because they sat there and backed up the lies for so long, people gave up hope. But the truth is, hope's coming back, and you can see it all over the world as unelected corporate world government begins to collapse. So my message to the establishment's this. You are stagnant. You are full of entropy and greed and arrogance. You're the most selfish people I've ever seen. And if you don't realize that your own selfishness is going to destroy you, that you get what you deserve. I'm just concerned that as the globalist system begins to collapse, it could spark a worldwide war or depression and hurt a lot of innocent people. And that's why folks that are on the fence in government and in corporations and in positions of power who know that I'm right and who know from their own research and perspective that a lot of things are worse than I'm even saying, it's up to you, good men and women, to take action. The problem is a lot of good people aren't arrogant. And so they kind of see it as aggressive to be leaders. Don't be a leader because you're arrogant. Be a leader because your children and my children need you. Let's do it together. Let's bring in the new renaissance. Let's believe in humanity again. Let's build a world for the family. Let's build a world based on real freedom. Let's build a world that's truly open and conclusive. Not this fake leftist political correctness that's right out of the Soviet Union.
All right, the report is up on Infowars.com. It's Emergency Message MSM. Don't lose your soul. It's a very important video. Second hour live coming up with Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich breaking inside intel. The second hour is going to be so important. Please be active. Tell everyone you know on commercial stations and the internet. Tune in now. Infowars.com/show.
Ban the family. It's good.
Do You're it, listening liberal. To the Alex Jones
no,
Show.
No, don't listen to him. Mommies are bad.
Not even Mother's Day is immune from the hatred from the liberal lunatics and social justice warrior psychos who are upset that the holiday isn't inclusive enough.
That's
it
right.
Isn't diverse enough because it doesn't celebrate, quote, non-traditional families. Of course, liberals hate almost every holiday. They hate the 4th of July because it celebrates the birth of this great country.
Yeah, no one's
they
allowed to have
Christmas
anything but
because
them.
Because it's a Christian holiday, and they even say that Santa Claus is a symbol of white supremacy and of white privilege in America. They hate Halloween because when kids dress up in certain costumes, it offends them. They hate Valentine's Day because it makes people who are single feel bad about themselves. And just a year or two ago, nobody really could have imagined that the liberal lunatics would find Mother's Day offensive. But, of course, they do. One elementary school actually canceled the Mother's Day arts and crafts period and sent this note home with the students to the parents. Dear parents, as Mother's Day and Father's Day approach, we have met as a team to discuss our core values in an effort to celebrate diversity, inclusivity, and also nurture our students who are part of non-traditional families. We have decided to encourage those celebrations to take place at home. Due to this, the children will not be making gifts at school to give on Mother's Day and Father's Day. We feel each family knows the best way to celebrate within their own family. Thank you for understanding. Thankfully, that school is in Canada, but you know that this kind of insanity is probably happening in American schools. It just hasn't made headlines yet. Word of this crazy school is making headlines not just in Canada, but across the country here in the United States. And most normal people are quite surprised and quite shocked that the liberal insanity just continues to go now and they're attacking Mother's Day. But liberals think it's a great idea. Here's an article from Teen Vogue. School cancels Mother's Day to celebrate inclusivity and diversity. And then it goes on, the subtitle of the article is, this is actually a really smart idea.
Oh, yeah.
Some lunatic in the Washington Compost just wrote this article. For some gay parents, Mother's Day or Father's Day is awkward.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we shouldn't celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day anymore because gay people think that it's awkward, that thankfully there are still normal families out there.
The liberals want to wear hijabs.
Mother's Day is a minefield for two dad families. Same-sex
adopted parents. You know what? It paused. I'm going to play the rest when Roger Stone's in the studio, but just that's Mark Dice. The video's on Infowars.com. He's doing a great job. Do you understand they're having at feminist rallies all over the world, women put on hijabs and announce that they're going to support Islam because it's anti-Western? It's the West that has the open society, moron. Almost every Muslim country doesn't let women go out without hoods over their heads. They cut your genitals off at birth. They don't let you drive cars, dumbasses. But you sit here in this open society. They're like adults that piss in their bed. Or they're like the weird fetishes where you crap in your pants and you're 50 years old. I mean, that's what this is. This is mass cuckolding by a bunch of mentally ill beta losers that want to run around just going crazy. Look at this. Study. Describing breastfeeding as natural. Just use the words we say. You're in a cult now. Is unethical because it reinforces gender roles. This is mainstream news from the Journal of Pediatrics. That's what the nurses and doctors are being taught. That mammals, whether they be whales, whether they be dogs, whether they be bovine cows, whether they be pinniped seals. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using scientific terms. I'm not a pseudo-intellectual. I actually know all these names. How about a British accent? It is outrageous to say that mammals should not be able to breastfeed and that it's hurtful to others. It's also outrageous to claim that men could have uteruses and have children. It is simply fake and false. I cannot claim, as Sir Wilful Johnson the 19th, that I can be a black hole off the intergalactic arm of Alpha Centauri, or that I could be a cuttlefish. But this is the mass mental illness spore, delivered by the global alchemist to create mass dissension and cultural breakdown. The very foundations of society are under absolute attack and are preparing to fall. This is being done to usher in the planetary government and biological weapons release. That will exterminate the majority of humanity. Already the so-called elites have decided you are obsolete and have been making the announcements that they intend to end society as we know it. And that, my friends, is what we've seen here. I'm Keith Olbermann. I hope foreign powers overthrow Trump, including the Russians, because he's a Russian agent. No oxymoron there. No paradoxical falsities. Just liberal trendiness force-fed by corporate media. We'll be back with Roger Stone in studio, Mike Cernovich with big breaking news, and a lot of information begins to come out about how serious this purge is going to be that El Presidente 45 is launching. I'm Alex Jones. We're teleprompter free.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar.
villain of villains, the most evil man in the world, according to thousands of different news articles the last few months, hundreds the last few days. He is, of course, the subject of a multi-year documentary that interviews the president when he was running for president. And Roger Stone follows Roger Stone for the last three, 4 years, right through to Trump's victory, ending in the InfoWars studios, in our larger studios right across the hall. And it's just crazy to me. I wanted to bring this up to Roger because they call him this villain because he introduced modern TV ads in the 70s and 80s, negative advertising, exposing the Democrats for who they really were when the Republicans actually started standing up against a lot of disinformation. The Democrats were the kings of original negative advertising. They had the nightly news. They had the big three networks. This was conservatives and patriots going from the experiences of Barry Goldwater being run over by these traitors and learning how to create their own media and their own system. So we're talking proto-InfoWars. So I've known Roger about 4 or 5 years, but known him good about 2.5. And he's so accurate. In fact, he warns me sometimes when something isn't 100% on and says, you know, the key is we've got to be totally accurate. That's the real currency of victory here, is having the scoops, having the sources. If you put out fake scoops or you put out something 100% right, even by accident sometimes, it damages what you're doing. That's why they're always trying to say we're fake news when they're the ones lying about WMDs. They're the ones lying about their whole fake drug war, both parties. They're the ones lying about Obamacare. And, you know, Roger Stone has been true to himself as a libertarian conservative. You know, he's, you know, a pro-gay marriage. He's pro-marijuana legalization. And he says that in the film. But then they act like he's this cold-blooded demon, you know, that supported all these dictators and things. Well, how about supporting people that are fighting communist dictators taking over? Or at least letting them have access to the American political system so the United States has contact with those people and influence. It's the Democrats backing the Arab Spring, the Islamic takeover. Roger Stone's always been fighting that. So all I'm saying is, I'm a 100% ideologue. I do everything I do because I believe in free market. I believe in open free societies. I believe in Americana. Why wouldn't I? Look at Venezuela, look at Cuba, look at North Korea, look at China. I love America. And so they do all this gesticulation and backbending and everything to try to say we're actors, we're fake, we're frauds. When they're the actors, they're the fakes. We're teleprompter free. We're not like Stephen Colbert, an actor posing as a reporter, saying we're not real. We're not like Trevor Noah and John Oliver and all these people that have staffs of hundreds of people loading them full of BS. We believe in what we stand for. And you see Trump killing TPP, $3 trillion plus in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, 500,000 new jobs actually announced. Globalists in full panic, invoking God, saying we love God, not the state. This is coffin nails to them. So, I haven't talked to Roger today. He flew out. I don't know what he wants to cover. I've got the fact that we broke from our sources that, by the way, we're not Roger. He says he can concur on it, that Trump's getting ready for a big purge. That's in the New York Times yesterday. Cernovich has got more joining us. The FBI probe. The Islamists selling children's organs. I mean, this is crazy. The liberals wanting to ban. See, Roger will go to a gay freedom rally. And he's in the new film doing that. I knew Roger was doing that years ago. He's supporting open freedom, trying to get the Republican Party, which Trump's done, to not be so control freak. But the left are the new control freaks. So you could not be against gay people, but at the same time, it's not gay people pushing that they don't want mother and fathers or they want Mother's Day banned. That's a load of bull. This is about overthrowing what they call the basic human system. So we're going to cover this all in the next hour with Roger Stone. We're going to have live feeds tonight as well at InfoWars.com for some special live shows on the street. And then he'll be in studio with us back tomorrow, StoneColdTruth.com. Roger, I am wound up, so you better jump in or you won't get a word in edgewise here.
You know, Alex, I think that in a certain sense, I think the reason this documentary was green-lighted by Netflix is because they believe that the Trump presidency will be a failure. And therefore, they can pin it on me. They hope to vilify me the way they vilified Karl Rove. And again, I think they know that when you say over and over again, you know, Trump is a sock puppet. Stone was pulling all the strings, which is completely untrue. That hurts you with the man. So there's an undercurrent of that. You won't find me saying anywhere in this documentary or anywhere that I am Trump's brain, or that the strategy of the elected was his and not mine. Now, I do think when you work with somebody for 40 years, there is an osmosis.
You put a mark on them, and they affect you.
But, and vice versa. I saw some things differently because of things I learned from him. I think he saw things differently than what he saw.
Sure, but they call you the greatest villain, the super villain, and then you didn't do anything. I mean, you watch this, and it's like you know what they're up to. The Clinton stealing all the money from Haiti and backing radical Islam and all the rapes and all the other crap. You never raped anybody, Roger?
No. There's a subset of leftists now trying to push the idea that Trump is mentally incompetent, that he's insane. Let's think about that for a moment. We had a serial rapist as our president. Where were they then? They weren't talking about what a nut job Bill Clinton was then. So, I mean, he's a sex criminal. It's outrageous, but it shows the extent to which they are petrified. The president is very angry. I think he has come to the conclusion that he is being ill-served by some around him.
Let's talk about that. I mean, here I am popping and interrupting, but let's walk through that. I called you on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I said, here's my sources. Is that accurate? You said, yeah, that's really accurate, but don't quote me because I want to keep my sources, quite frankly. But you said, yes, he is angry. That part is accurate. Some heads are probably going to roll. And then I confirmed with you. The media said that was fake news, but 3 days later, it's in the New York Times on Saturday. Everything you said, I said word for word.
Well, and I can tell you right now that there was bickering in the White House staff over Abbas's meeting with the president and whether or not we were going to hold his feet to the fire on the funding of terrorism. We can never have peace between his country and ours, between his political organization and the United States, as long as he finances the murder of Jews and Christians and anyone who disagrees. We just can't do it. The president stepped in and kind of toughened up the rhetoric, and the meeting became somewhat more confrontational. But there were,
and again, that country's
right. Yeah. There were those on the White House staff who didn't want to raise this issue, who were more interested in the photo op and making it look like we're getting along to try to beat back our critics. Well, that would have been without substance, and that's not Trump. So I actually give credit to Sean Spicer on this. He was in favor of a harder line, the president, I think, learned of his views and agreed with them. Mr. Priebus was not for a hard line.
So we have these Middle Eastern leaders coming here and others, and Trump is calling him out on the carpet, something that had been going on for a very long time. I loved his address at that university, Christian University, yesterday, saying we don't worship government, we worship God, and expanding on that, going and talking about how there's a Christian genocide going on hundreds of thousands of years by Muslims. This is happening, okay? And the left shows how deranged they are, that they literally want to ally with radical Islam because they're killing Christians. Why does the left have such a giant flaming hard on for Christians? Why do they want us dead?
Well, and to give him credit, the president has really hung in on the repeal of the so-called Johnson Rule. The Johnson Rule was put in place by Lyndon Johnson so that preachers,
saying Christians that are conservative have no free speech, but liberals can run around and do whatever they want.
But more importantly, preachers in Texas could not preach against him before the election. That's why he put it in place. It was all about him. And Billy Graham is the one who explained what Johnson had done to Donald Trump, and he has never forgotten it, and he's never backed off.
By the way, every time I talk to Trump, he brings it up just randomly. He says, you watch, I'm going to let Christians have free speech. You like that? You like that? I'm like, yeah, I really like that. I like everybody to have free speech. Let's come back then, Roger, and talk about the president, where he's at right now, where you're at.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the freeway. Its fashion will ride.
All right, Roger Stone has been so busy in New York City, he hasn't even slept. And he flew down here today. He's in Austin, Texas. He'll be with us for a couple days in studio. Poor guy didn't even eat today. I was just talking to him. He's mad at eat something. I'm going to kill over here. But Roger was talking about how hot Trump is. And I want to be clear. I have other sources. Cernovich has sources. I have sources in the Pentagon, different agencies, you name it. Poor Roger, every time I report something, he gets called and asked, did you release that? Just like Dan Bongino's never given me any information out of the Secret Service. He's been out of it for years. And every time I say the Secret Service said Hillary Clinton's having seizures and falling down every 45 minutes, he gets called and threatened. And I've got to say, no, it's not Dan Bongino. To the point of he didn't want to come on the show because of it. But we have our sources. White House sources, Trump looks to replace Spicer as purge of establishment advisors begins. It's not even so much a purge, but moving Spicer on. And I talked about Priebus and others. I talked to Roger a few days later, and he said, yeah, that's on target. Well, this week, we reported that. Now, Saturday, the New York Times comes out and says, sure enough, looks like he's being moved out the door, and Trump wants a major reboot. So, again, are we fake news? No. They hate us because the corporate media is forced to report stuff they would never report because we forced them to by reporting it days, weeks, or years before. That's why they hate InfoWars.com and StoneColdTruth.com and Mike Cernovich that's going to be co-hosting with us in the next two segments. So, Roger, let's get into Trump, the intel you've got, the intel we've got, where he is, the type of reboots, the new FBI director, other key smorgasbord.
Well, Alex, I think one of the things the president is most unhappy about is the fact that the Democrats have been much more successful in pushing the false narrative of Russian collusion in the election. And we have not been as effective at getting to the bottom of how the president was, in fact, surveilled in certain phone calls at Trump Tower. Now, you'll remember that FBI Director Comey and Admiral Rogers of the NSA both testified under oath that there was no surveillance. Well, if one phone call with Donald Trump were recorded, then they perjured themselves. We now know that there were more than one. We have not been as good. Of course, we don't have the mainstream media allies that they have, but the White House political shop has not done an effective job on this question. The president is burned up over the false narrative that the Russians helped him win the election. This makes him angry, and Alex, it should, because it's a lie. It's a distortion. It's a fantasy of the left, and it had two purposes: to distract from the corruption of the Podesta brothers and the Clintons, and also to make up for the fact that they nominated an old, tired, sick, corrupt candidate who had no energy and no ideas.
Well, plus, they'd been in the news saying, oh, we've got Trump, we got his people with the Russians, we've got them surveilled. The New York Times, dozens of times in late 2016, early 2017, we covered it ad nauseum, showed the headlines. And then Comey says the president's crazy, that he thinks Obama surveilled him. Then last week it comes out, even the Associated Press said that Obama ordered thousands of Americans in the campaign surveil for political purposes. So they've literally turned their crimes around against the president. I found it endearing that he went on TV with Holt and Lester Holt and NBC and said, listen, I did get rid of him over the leaks. I did get rid of him over the weird stuff he said about Hillary. She's super corrupt, but we can't go after her. And I am sick of the Russia. It's made up. And they go, oh my God, that's obstruction of justice. You got rid of... No, he's saying it's bull. He's being honest. He's sick of it. And then he did ask the FBI. We all know this. Hey, look at Hillary and the uranium deals. Look at the China deals. Go after them. He knows he's not done anything. And that's why he's so angry, is he understands it's a canard, as you said, on a bunch of different shows the last week.
And you notice that Director Comey had no interest at all into looking into the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. He's too busy chasing Russian collusion.
Or the illegal server, or the pedophilia, or the...
Or Sandy Berger, or Mark Rich. This goes back a long way. He's been giving the Clintons a pass for a long time. FBI director, now this is a complicated question. I think the president needs somebody who is not in Washington, not part of the Washington buddy system. The acting director, McCabe, it would be a disaster. This is a guy who...
His wife gave $600,000 to the Democrats.
Well, no. It's twofold here.
He
first of all, wanted to use taxpayer money to pay for the phony dossier on Donald Trump. And she got $700,000 through Terry McAuliffe for a state Senate race in Virginia, which was the payoff for not prosecuting Hillary. For not recommending the prosecution.
Sure, and I saw that, but then I saw reports that they've given big to Democrats.
I don't know what their wealth is, but I had researched this, and McAuliffe, of course, is he is one of the flying monkeys in the Clinton zoo.
Sure, well, let me tell you how I know the Russia thing's bull. I've followed it, I've watched it. Plus, they said I'm under criminal investigation for actually being commanded by the Russians. That's the biggest load of horse manure on the planet. I mean, it is complete abject bull.
Well, and this hearing with the
they don't ever let us testify, do they?
Isn't that amazing that they don't? They keep saying we want it. We want these guys to testify. In fact, Chairman Burr said he'll subpoena anybody who refuses.
Why don't we go to D.C. in the next few weeks with cameras and just try to march in and demand their offices? Like Schumer's, we're here to testify. I mean, hell, it's that press conferences, you name it.
I think it's a pretty good idea. I don't. They can't deal with the guerrilla politics of the movement.
But you're a famous anti-communist, and all we're trying to do is cut taxes, rebuild our military, defend our borders, kill the TPP, restore American sovereignty. If that's Russian agenda, well, then I guess that's wonderful.
But Alex, that's the whole point. I'm the perfect villain. Because I've cultivated this reputation for having shard elbows and a rogue, the Democrats think I'll be a patsy on this. The problem is they don't have an iota of proof of Russian collusion. I don't know any Russians, and they know I don't know any Russians because they hacked my email. They have had me under surveillance.
But they never stop. So let me ask you this. Why is Trump so mad? Because it's made up. Is he just sick of it? I mean,
I think he's sick of it. Plus, he sees what really are egregious crimes over here by the Clintons that no one talks about, that they just walk away from.
Do we have any idea? I mean, I think Cornyn overall has proven to be a pretty good senator. He's a little kind of mainstream, but at the same time, who else would be a good FBI director?
I would like former New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Now, I disagree with him on stop and frisk. And stop and frisk was never decided.
Didn't we run into him in Cleveland?
Yes, we did. He's a good man. But stop and frisk has never been decided by the courts. It was knocked down by the lower courts. And then New York City Mayor de Blasio never appealed. So we don't have a definitive answer.
Well, we shouldn't rise and fall on that.
It is illegal today. It is one issue, though. Looking at it overall, he's a New Yorker. He is personally close to the president, knows him well. So there's a trust there. He did a phenomenal job of taking the crime capital of the United States and turning it into one of the safest cities in America.
New York was as bad as Chicago.
So I think he would be ideal. I think he might have to be persuaded to take the job, but I think in the end he would take it if it were offered. Judge Jeanine Pirro is another more than capable former prosecutor, former judge.
And press secretary?
Kimberly Guilfoyle, I think.
Let's come back and talk about the next shoes to drop. And a lot more with Roger Stone. Mike Cernovich will have big breaking news straight ahead. We've got three of the most attacked people by dinosaur media right now live.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Come on! I need to find Trump! I promise I'll talk better! I can't go back to the Navy! I can't swim!
For radio listeners, this is Comedy Central playing the part of Sean Spicer. He's looking for Trump because he thinks he might get fired. Because we're about to talk about what's the real inside baseball on that. Because he does take his stuff a little bit too serious. He lets him get under his skin. And then when he finds Trump in New Jersey, Donald Trump Tower, they go and they have gay sex together.
I want to talk to President Trump now.
He doesn't come here anymore.
Well, then where is he?
A golf course in New Jersey.
Mr. Trump, I need to talk to you. Have you ever told me to say things that aren't true?
Only since you started working here.
I don't think I can do this anymore, Mr. Trump. They're saying that you're gonna replace me with Sarah.
Sean, come on, I would never do that. She doesn't have your special spice. Salt and pepper. A little bit of sugar.
No. Mr. President, stop.
You like when I do that, Sean?
No. It just tickles a little.
Yeah.
No, I'm married.
Sean, kiss me.
I can't. I have a wife. I took vows.
No, I'm famous. It's okay.
I'm famous. It's okay.
This is like The Godfather when you kiss me and no one ever sees me again.
Yes.
And they start having mad passion and love together. Now, here's the issue with this. Here's the issue as we analyze that piece of Mike Cernovich. I went and did some research. They did that on another show last week that he was trying to do all this. And then it's always about how he's a liar. Or the piece where they attack me, he goes, black people aren't humans. Alex Jones told me. InfoWars said so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can do a better job than Alec Baldwin. It's ridiculous. And I guess he is fatter than me. So I guess the point is that this is total deception. And this is the way they try to then turn the public against Trump, always claiming he's lying when he actually went on TV, just like we told you back on Tuesday and Wednesday. Trump fired Comey because of all the things he did with the Clintons, of letting him have the leaks, of saying weird stuff that she's corrupt, but we can't prosecute her, and just acting fruity. I said he acts weird, he acts candy-ass, he acts strange. That's what I heard from sources. Trump, days later, says he acts strange, he acts weird, he just is bizarre, and the Russia thing's made up. And they go, and of course, we said it was Russia. And they go, see, even Stone and Jones say it's Russia. Yeah, Trump said it days later. Because it's a bunch of reasons. It's a bunch of made-up crap. Mike Cernovich is our guest with Roger Stone. He'll be co-hosting with me the next 2 days. Hell, the full 4 hours if you want to, my friend. So it's great to have you here. We got a lot of behind-the-scenes planning going on. Big documentary about you is a big hit right now. Get me Roger Stone. But let's talk about the other shoes to drop and what's happening with Spicer. Because now they've gone from Alex Jones is crazy, Roger Stone is crazy, Mike Cernovich is crazy. Yes, everything's wonderful. Spicer's not going anywhere. No shakeups. He's not mad. To now admitting all that's true, which pisses them off because they don't have the sources.
Yeah, in fact, Sean Spicer is under such public attack, I'm starting to get sympathetic to him. They're attacking him because he works for Donald Trump, even though I don't think he is, I don't think he was the right person for this job from the beginning. I'm not sure how many people remember in September when he said if Trump doesn't get his poll numbers up, the Republican National Committee will have to suspend its financial support of his presidential candidacy. That's unheard of. That's outrageous.
And he's a choker. He chokes now and hides in the bushes.
He clearly wasn't at his desk at the right time.
Hey, they make jokes all day. I'm ready to be the White House press secretary. I'll be Guilfoyle's deputy.
Who wouldn't? But that said,
I'll crawl around on my hands and knees.
I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders has done a credible job.
She's really good.
I think she's really done a good job.
She's better than Spicer.
Well, you could say that, yes.
And I think he does some good moral stands and has good moments, but he's let them get under his skin. And I think it's okay to get angry, but you can't let them actually freak you out.
Well, in this particular case, I think that the White House press shop needs a total overhaul. They need a more offensive operation. And their biggest single problem, Alex, is that we still don't control the government. This is Barack Obama's administration with a few top Trump people in the cabinet jobs. Because the chief of staff, Reince Priebus, will not instruct the individual cabinet members to say, this is who you're hiring, assistant secretaries, deputy
secretaries. They're paralyzed because of him. So let me ask you this. How long, little birdies told me that Reince Priebus is walking the plank very, very soon.
Well, that may be premature, but in trouble for sure.
What about the word, though, that a big reboot's coming? Trump isn't sure yet, but he's definitely, trying to really overhaul things.
Well, I think he's dissatisfied with the way it's going. Frankly, the poll numbers are something that should be watched very carefully. There's a lot of elasticity here. You'll remember there were times in the campaign when he would drop in the polls and then he would bounce back.
They're manipulating those two. Let's go to Mike Cernovich, obviously very demonized because he is real news. Mike, we're right again with our reporting this week, but we get no credit. What is your latest intel, my friend? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my latest intel is that Trump, and Roger can probably confirm this, Trump deliberately, this is how genius Trump's move was, and maybe Roger gave him this advice, who knows. Trump did not leak the Comey story to Reince Priebus or to Sean Spicer to triangulate who was sabotaging him. Trump now knows it's either Spicer or Rents who are sabotaging him. They are so busted.
Yeah, Cernovich, I didn't mean to interrupt you. He got his earpiece unplugged. I had to run over and plug it in for him here. Teleprompter free news. So sorry we're interrupting you. Keep going.
Oh, so that was why the Comey story never leaked. Trump didn't tell Rents and he didn't tell Spicer. And my sources told me that was because he wanted to find out, okay, who is doing the leaking? Is it Sean or is it Rents? Now he knows it's one of them. That was the perfect trap. The Comey story didn't leak. So now he has to figure out, is it Spicer or Rents? But he knows for a fact it's one of them. So that is what the shakeup talk is about. Trump is furious. He now has confirmation that his own press team or somebody with him within it is not being honest. So here's another subplot, another subtext is that Spicer and his press team threw a fit. Oh, my God, we weren't prepared to talk about Comey. Well, no kidding, because you're leaking it. Because you're leaking the story, Trump cannot.
That's right. He's got to keep his cards to his own vest because of your treachery, dumbasses.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So they're all flipping out. And I was told by my sources that to let, you know, Alex and the whole team know and everybody else to let Trump know that that was a good decision. Because what they're trying to do is they're saying, watch Trump. Look what happens when you don't tell us beforehand.
Sure. Everything. That's why the word I got from multiple sources and Roger confirmed this. It's probably it was his own people. We're not sure exactly who that leaked to the media the talking points Nixonian and didn't tell them to selfishly make them the poor little heroes that weren't part of all this. And then Spicer hides in the bushes and acts like he's all upset. It has bad optics.
You know, Alex, I actually think that the CNN Politico story last week that said that I was the one who convinced the president to fire Comey. Was the result of a leak from the White House with the strategic thought that Roger Stone, Richard Nixon, Saturday Night Massacre, here's how we poison the option of firing Comey with the president. That was the purpose of that. And it obviously failed.
Yeah,
from your intel, stay there, Mike. From your intel, when we come back, both of you, you know, obviously, can you tell people who you think it is?
No,
because these people are idiots. I mean, all right, we'll be right back with Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the prism cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone. I feel bad. We're almost out of time here. Obviously, tomorrow, hopefully, we can pick this back up. Roger's going to be in studio. Roger Cernovich is taking over with other big news, other big tidbits. It's just such a battle for this country, such a huge army of scum aligned against the American people. It's just an unprecedented time right now to be alive. Trump so clearly is the American president. He's so clearly trying to turn the economy back on. He's so clearly under attack by every enemy on the planet. This is insane.
But at the same time, you have Rex Tillerson, Condoleezza Rice pushing the appointment of Kay Bailey Hutchinson, part of the Never Trump crowd, as ambassador to NATO. What could possibly be the thinking here?
So what was Trump's thinking to bring all these people in, thinking they would just do good because he was the boss?
I think he thought it would be kumbaya. Yes, it's important to have all factions of the party represented. Yes, it's important to have a united party, but you unite the party by putting forward policies that are so popular that the establishment Republican types and the moderate Republicans don't dare oppose him, or they'll be swept away.
That's right.
Primaries.
Instead, they've tricked not just Trump, but the people under him into compromises that kill Trump with his base. But the word is Trump's going to turn back towards the nationalism, back towards his roots. Mike Cernovich, what's your intel?
Yeah, so we're actually, it was kind of funny. My sources have told me that you and Alex and Roger are going to be really happy. And I said, why? And he goes, well, I can't go too much into detail. But what Trump has noticed is Trump goes, what happened to all those people on Twitter who loved me? What happened? He called the savages, actually. He goes, what's going on with the savages? And people didn't want to tell him right away, but he's figuring out that his media team is, they don't do anything. They're ineffective. Spicer is a beta cuck. He's afraid to confront the media, afraid to call them out, afraid to go
and
in
Trump
there.
Trump didn't know why 100 deep he never saw positive comments or feedback that he loved, because he doesn't know until people told him a week ago that Twitter's blocking all the positive comments.
Which is hard to understand, because here we have Steve Bannon, friend of mine, comes from the world of alt media, should understand this better than anyone, but no one has ever laid out for the president what Google and Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and Yahoo are doing.
They're destroying his base.
This is the most important issue. It is more important.
And the good news is, it's been brought up. Cernovich, get back to that. That's key. But by the way, can both of you, because we have like 4 hours tomorrow, it'd be great to have you for like an hour, Roger, and then Cernovich for a whole hour with us. Wouldn't you love to just have those big segments tomorrow?
Works for me.
Mike, can you come on tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. It's always my pleasure. So I've been told that Bannon had to be real careful, because if you watch what the media is doing, the media created, I was told by the highest level people, a psyop against Roger, and Roger is right. They knew that the documentary on Roger was coming out, so they timed that Nixonian talking point. They actually have a team of PhDs, people like Robert Cialdini. They timed those talking points for the documentary, because they then knew people would be Googling Roger Stone Nixon. So it was a very, very sophisticated, coordinated psyop. I have been told that the Democrats have upped their game. They've actually brought in people who understand new media, and that they told me they've leveled up. And all of us, we better be prepared to fight like never before, because they go, look, man, last year you guys steamrolled them on social media. They brought in whole teams of PhDs, Apple research on everybody. And of course, that's why people have to go to InfoWarsStores.com, because they're trying to crush us, man.
By the way, I haven't even plugged once in the last 2 hours, even though that's how we fund ourselves, because I just want to cover the info. It's so exciting to be breaking this down. But absolutely, it's all over the news. The algorithms, Facebook, Google, are trying to shut us down, blocking us everywhere, attacking us, and trying to attack Trump and saying, kill him everywhere. I mean, this is beyond any movie or anything I ever fantasized about. How, despite everything they're doing, he's gotten most of his agenda done, and then we're all sitting here bitching that he's not Jesus, you know, parting the Red Sea like Moses.
And they actually have a list. This is evocative of the famous blacklist of the 1930s.
But beyond that.
But it's in reverse. These are the people whose First Amendment rights must be crushed. Juanita Broderick, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Roger Stone, Tucker Carlson, whoever it may be. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, I've been blacklisted, actually. A friend of mine who's a New York Times bestselling author said, hey, Cernovich, why don't you use a publisher for your book? And I go, well, why don't you ask them? So he talked to his book agent. His book agent said, oh, no, it's well known that Cernovich is blacklisted within the publishing industry, because they know that he would sell so many books that he would be on the New York Times number one on the list, and they don't ever
want
to
create celebrities. But here's the good news. We don't want to be celebrities. We want to defeat tyranny, but we've got to be celebrities to do it, even though we're major targets. So now it's a do-or-die death battle, folks. I'll be destroyed. Roger will be destroyed. You'll be destroyed. We'll all be destroyed if we don't win this. We've got to be all in. So Roger, Cernovich, all of you, how do we all in ourselves, and how do the listeners get all in?
Well, the listeners, by supporting you, you know, the InfoWars.com, the products that they buy support it. We need to put more people to work. This is another thing most people don't realize. I've hung out with Alex Jones. I know Roger Stone. I know everybody. We're not driving Ferraris. We're pushing our money back into the economy.
Sure, it's all about the war. But I mean, on top of that, though, people should spread the links.
That's exactly right. If you have a Twitter feed, if you have a Facebook feed, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Snapchat, you're an army of one. Take the best stories off of InfoWars and get them out there.
The most powerful forces of globalism are scared. They're spending billions to defeat you. We already beat them once in the election. We're in a total battle. They're doing everything they can to defeat our president. We're going to win if you take action.
But people repost my videos, and I've had people say, Cernovich, why do you let people repost your videos? And they monetize the videos on YouTube, and I go, good. post my videos, monetize them, make money, just get the link out.
They just want to win. My God, they're trying to get rid of the family. They hate Christians. They're with radical Muslims. They want. It's a death battle. They're a bunch of scum that know we're better than them because we're freedom lovers, every race, color, and creed. They want to rape us.
But let's be very clear. While they have been discussing, while they have been destroying the country, they themselves have become very, very rich.
They're parasites.
They think that that's what we're doing. We're not in this for the money. We're in this for the country.
Oh, I know. The globalists just keep acting like, oh, I hear you're an expert. It's fake. Can you work with us? I'm like, dude, I'm not fake. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're true believers. Like I said, we're not flying on private jets. We're not trying to.
Well, I'll say this. I hope we take the country back and everybody's incredibly wealthy and we've all got spaceships.
But it's not about wealth.
It's not about the damn wealth. It's about defeating the NWO. And I'm telling the listeners, they are coming after everybody. And that's the thing about Trump. I can't believe he's gotten this much done. But the good news is I've heard it from my sources. I've heard it from you. I've heard it from Cernovich and all our sources. The word is Trump is looking at taking his gloves off. So that's exciting. Closing comments on that.
Because they have made the mistake of hitting him too hard. He started his presidency in a conciliatory way. This is a guy who, while he was president-elect, he met with Al Sharpton. He met with Al Gore.
He's a counterpuncher.
He reached out. And what did he get when he put out the olive branch to Hillary and said, oh, maybe we shouldn't prosecute her? Nothing. They went after him hammer and tong. So now he understands the gloves will be off. This is a fight to the finish. I can tell you this. Don't ever push Donald Trump into a corner. Don't push him into a corner. He is a fighter.
And so this is going to be the ultimate political battle for the future of civilization. We're here witnessing, Cernovich.
Oh, it's exciting. And that's what I tell people is that Trump knows now who the fighters are. He now knows you can't rely on Spicer. You can't rely on Priebus. You can rely on Roger Stone. Get me Roger Stone. Get me Alex Jones. Get me Mike Cernovich. Give me the people who show up and want to fight hard every day. He's learning. So our profiles are going to rise even more. And like you say, it isn't because we want to be celebrities. But in America, you have to be a celebrity to have any kind of influence.
Yeah, we're just telling listeners, they've chosen us as the enemy. We're seen as the real opposition. We need your full prayers, number one. And we need to spread the links and financial support because they are destroying me right now. And I feel great. I don't care. I'm going all the way to the end, whatever the cost may be. My grandfather's got shot at. George Washington got shot at. I'm just politically getting attacked. But this is the real war, gentlemen.
And their resources, Google's resources, are unlimited. Unlimited.
But they don't have the people. They don't. If the people are with us, no one can stand against us.
And the people will be with us as long as we can communicate with them. That's the whole key. You want to win on immigration, you want to win on trade, you want to win on the economy, then you can't be censored.
And finally, we're here. We're fighting. We're delivering. We're doing it. Folks, become sponsors of our local affiliates. Start your own show. Support us. Pray for us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great products. Mike Cernovich, haven't even plugged your website. Tell folks how to find you.
Twitter.com/@Cernovich is the best place to find me. You can find everything there. Twitter.com/@Cernovich. But like Alex said, hey, if you got money, money's good. If you don't got money, don't feel like you can't do anything. Start a YouTube page. Do book reviews. Upload our videos.
Bottom line, the fight for the future of humanity is here against a bunch of collectivist scum. And we're all here together, no matter what color you are. If you love freedom, we're brothers and sisters together. Tomorrow, Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, and yours truly, Alex Jones, with my great InfoWars crew, and your phone calls, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Be sure and join us and spread those links. Because if you don't, we may not be here.